This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Tuesday, March 15, 2022, Montana reports 271,875 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 105 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 18 new cases in Gallatin County. That's Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 12 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. 12 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 11 new cases in Lincoln County, Libby. And more new cases in 21 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 615. Currently, 47 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,226 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 966,000 Americans have died. There have been 79.5 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The period for candidates to get their names on the ballot closed Monday evening, setting the scenes for this year's midterm elections. The primary election is held in June and narrows down the field of candidates of a particular political party. The winner of the primary election is that political party's nominee for the general election in November. For the first time in nearly three decades, Montanans will be electing representatives for two spots in Congress. That came after the 2020 U.S. Census determined that the state had grown enough in population to regain its second congressional seat, lost in the 1990s. In U.S. House District 1, the newly drawn Western Congressional District, nine candidates have filed for the seats, prompting busy primaries among five Republicans, three Democrats, and a Libertarian candidate. The GOP primary includes Ryan Zinke, who was previously elected to Congress and was appointed Secretary of the Interior in the Trump administration before resigning in disgrace. The other Republicans running include former State Senator Al Olszewski, unsuccessful in his previous bids for governor. In the Democratic primary for the Western Congressional District, Missoula lawyer Monica Trinnell, Bozeman nonprofit executive Cora Newman, and former State Representative Tom Winter are running. The race also includes Libertarian John Lamb of Bozeman. In U.S. House District 2, the newly drawn Eastern Congressional District, 11 candidates are running, including incumbent Republican Matt Rosendale. He'll be challenged in the primary by three other Republican candidates. Democrats running include Mark Sweeney of Phillipsburg, Penny Ronning, and Skylar Williams, both of Billings. The race also includes three Libertarian candidates, Samuel Thomas, Roger Roots, and Sam Rankin, as well as an independent candidate, Gary Buchanan. Two seats on the five-person State Public Service Commission are up for election. The PSC districts were recently redrawn by a panel of federal judges after a lawsuit challenged the districts as wildly unequal in population. PSC districts 1 and 5 are up for election this year. Democrats did not field a candidate for District 1. That's the northern and central district, which stretches nearly the length of Montana's border with Canada from Glacier County to the far northeast corners, Sheridan County. The race for District 1 features a three-way primary between incumbent Republican Randy Pinocchi, Webb Galbraith of Browning, and Arlo Christensen of Great Falls. In the PSC's District 5, which includes four counties around and south of Flathead Lake, there's a four-way contested primary between Republicans Ann Bukasic of Kalispell, Dean Crabb of Marion, Derek Skies of Kalispell, and Joe Dooling of Helena. For Democrats, the primary is between Kev Ham of Helena and John Repke of Whitefish. In the nonpartisan race for State Supreme Court Justice No. 1, incumbent Jim Rice and Bill Dalton of Billings are both running. In the Supreme Court Justice No. 2 seat, incumbent Ingrid Gustafson of Billings is running for re-election, challenged by Helena Judge Michael McMahon and by Jim Brown, the chair of the PSC. In the legislature, all 100 seats in the State House of Representatives are up for re-election every 2 years, and half of the 50 Senate seats. Republicans have gained on their majority in the House over the last several cycles. Democrats have no candidate in 27 of 100 State House seats in 6 of 26 Senate contests. The GOP fielded competitors in all but 3 of 125 legislative races. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.